the Charlotte Bobcats were once the Hornets. They might want the Hornets back.
When I think of the Hornets, sometimes I still think of Charlotte at times.
They could be known maybe as early as next year as the Charlotte Hornets again.
Michael Jordan would consider bringing back the Hornets name to Charlotte.
Yes, the Hornets name could be coming back, or at least that's been the speculation. The new owner of the NBA's New Orleans Hornets wants to change the team's name to something a little more Louisiana-centric. When the news broke earlier this month that the team could drop the name as early as next season, it got a lot of people here in Charlotte talking and rapping. We found this on the website bringbackthebuzz.com. Appalachian State junior Evan Kent and his brother Scotty created it about a year ago. They're native Charlottians and diehard Hornets fans, and they're trying to leverage all the media attention this story's been getting into support for their cause. Their Twitter feed now has over 2,000 followers. Evan says he thinks the Hornets' name would bring more support to the Bobcats. He remembers the glory days in the 1990s when Charlotte regularly led the league in attendance.
It was exciting because you see the stands full, and you see people just as passionate as you were. And it would be exciting. I go to a Bobcats game now, and we have sections covered over in plastic. And that really breaks my heart.
For folks like Evan Kent, the Bobcats name just conjures up memories of the team's original owner.
I think it all stems from Bob Johnson and his lack of connection with the community. And I think right off the gate with the name, it just put a sour taste in people's mouths. When we got pulled for the name, and I don't know anybody who wanted the Bobcats because everybody immediately thought Bob Johnson.
And the Bobcats' record hasn't helped matters either. Their last season was the worst of any team in NBA history. The Hornets' name has roots in Charlotte that extend well beyond the NBA team's formation in 1988. In 1780, Lord Cornwallis marched into Charlotte, expecting to solidify a British foothold in the city. Instead, his troops encountered a flurry of attacks, including a crushing defeat at the Battle of Kings Mountain. Less than a month later, Cornwallis left, calling the area a hornet's nest of rebellion. It turns out the Evans brothers weren't alone in trying to bring back the buzz. The Hornets' nostalgia has inspired tributes of all sorts, including this cheeky take on the night before Christmas.
"'Twas the night before tip-off, and all through the hive, not a bobcat was stirring, no purr had survived. The polls and the research done all over town proved teal jewels were needed in Queen Charlotte's crown. So the buzz had come back."
The Evans have joined forces with the man who wrote this, John Morgan. He started an online petition to rename Charlotte's NBA franchise the Hornets. It now has more than 7,000 signatures. Together, they're organizing a swarm night at a Bobcats game next month, encouraging fans to wear the Hornets' teal and purple. But not everyone is putting their kids to sleep with visions of Muggsy Bogues dancing in their heads. Catrice Branner takes her 10-year-old son to Bobcats games. The Bobcats are all they know.
"Until it's much more realistic, I don't think it's worth talking about. I think we're the Bobcats, and until otherwise, we'll cheer for the Bobcats."
It would cost the Bobcats $3 million to buy the rights to the Hornets' name, if and when New Orleans drops it. Michael Jordan has said he would consider it, but the team would have to weigh the additional cost of changing the team logo and colors, as well as the risks of offending people like Branner, who are happy with the team as it is. Meanwhile, supporters of Bring Back the Buzz will be waiting.